7, 2022. I'll tell you, there's all kind of trouble. I got Skype problems. I got every kind of problem tonight. It's just weird, man. And then all kind of goofballs calling my phone. It's crazy. So I don't know what the story is, but all the federal pukes and all the goofballs can quit calling me on my phone because I'm not talking on it. So anyway, that's the thing that we got going here. It's strange, ladies and gentlemen. There's something weird. There's a strange wind blowing. It's blowing through, and we've had all kind of these storms now. We've had all kind of tornadoes. And I'm sitting here in the middle of the country, and the winds are whipping through at 45, 50 miles per hour. It's like the tunneling laser is creating the tunnel in the vortex and sending it east again, straight through the top. So I'm going to tell you, this thing is getting to be wilder than heck, and here it is, you know. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. This is out of Luke. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. There is a move afoot, and there is a predisposition, pre-deployment of emergency vehicles, of emergency communication trucks, and all kind of stuff. They are deploying and showing on the TV here in the Kansas City Metro. They showed a Verizon with all of these large number of trucks. And the story on the TV was if there was an emergency coming, Verizon would have tried to get back up with all these trucks. They have all these generator trucks and all these hundreds of them underground in the deep caves. And Kansas City has the largest underground cave storage complex in the entire world. It's so big, Eisenhower once had enough food for everybody. Eisenhower had enough food on for everybody, you see. For all the people in the United States, and it was stored underneath there. Anyway, I think we're having some trouble being on, possibly. I'm not sure. Let's see here. I'm going to try and send a message up to the headquarters here at the top. Anyway, if we're not on or we're on, I don't know. I'm just going to keep going here. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there is some kind of event getting ready to happen, something big, something bad, all right? And I tell you that in Ohio, we know that there's predisposition of no such communication vehicles and stuff like that, and no such trucks. Matter of fact, the state police even were on apparently a week ago talking to their headquarters saying, I've got a whole bunch of vehicles here that are like military vehicles but with no license plates. And the guy says, leave them alone. They're men in black. Leave them alone. They're special people. They're pre-deploying equipment, okay? So it could be that we're fixing to have the nuclear pop, or it could be that the black ops people from Russia or China, or heck, who knows, from the United States under Red China Joe, you know, could be willing to pop the 10 key power substations. Or it could be that Russia or Red China, or maybe they have Kimmy's sister pop the two out of their satellites and knock out the power grid. Something is being prepared for nuclear war. You have the European Commission preparing for nuclear war, all right? So this kind of a thing should not be looked at as, oh, well, the Masters was delayed by weather for a day. And their peach ice cream is no longer there because of supply chain problems. Or their peach or whatever ice cream sandwich is not there anymore this year because they don't have them. And meanwhile, we got global fertilizer prices are going three, four times higher than what we have seen. If I'm on air, let me know that I'm on. Somebody let me know, okay? I think I am, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's see here. Anyway. It's, okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus saying here that before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. Now, we've been hearing, and Brother Quest talked about this for a long time, and we've all looked at it, is that the possibility, you see, that they're going to come for the Christians. They're going to come for the veterans, the disabled American veterans, the Christians, everybody who's not with their... thank you very much, my friend from California. Thank you very much. Anyway, so as it's... we are online into my buddy in upstate New York. Click your rehab, redo your click on the button if you can. Anyway, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's just confusing when you start to go on and then it's weird stuff. Anyway, so the strangeness of it is that there's all this discussion now about pre-deployment of assets. And then it looks like a lot of the U.S. troops are going overseas. And meanwhile, you've got the Red Chinese. Finally, the Coast Guard's taking out the cargo out of the Red Chinese ship that was sitting in Chesapeake Bay for 2 weeks or whatever, just floating in the water there. I mean, that's the kind of crap that's just increasingly idiotic. Then you have these two fake Homeland Security people that are infiltrating into the Secret Service. Finally, the FBI gets them, or somebody checks them. I'll tell you who caught them is the postal inspector. The postal inspectors, now they're some of the best detectives I've ever met over the years. They're junkyard dogs. So anyway, that is the case that we're looking at now as all this stuff has happened. Weird stuff. And meanwhile, in Ukraine, you've got World War II going on. People are, it's like tanks and, you know, and looming again. You know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And war, they're killing people out the wazoo. Now, everybody wants to go to this war. There's war crimes trial and all this stuff, and Biden keeps talking all of that. But you see, the reason the U.S. has never joined the court in The Hague or become a signatory to it is because I can tell you all the hundreds of times in The Hague they filed stuff on U.S. service people that were in the Middle East, okay, in Iraq or in Afghanistan. And if you join that up and you're going to go, oh, boy, we've got to get Putin on this war crimes and all this stuff, then once you do that and you sign on to that, then the United States becomes part of that. And the reason that they wouldn't answer the question about the genocide treaty, because in the UN genocide treaty, that you could accuse anybody that goes to war, like you go to war against Iraq or you go to war against Afghanistan, you see. Or if you are sending drones in to hit someplace over there in Yemen or, you know, wherever it might be, then all of a sudden you get under the UN's Genocide Act, you see. And then that then puts everybody on to you now in the United States. Let me tell you something. There is the game afoot, and the game afoot is as Lord Jesus has told us, okay? And he's also told us, it shall turn to you for a testimony. Set up therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And then now we know that a lot of churches are being paid, apparently, $10 a person or more to get them to take the vaccines, the spike jabs. What the church is doing that, they pay for you to take the spike jab. And then when we know that the spike jabs are causing all kind of heart problems and all these side effects, and we know that there are graphene oxide, nanocarbon, nanotubes, structures being created inside your bloodstream and inside your tissue, and that some of them have little razor blades attached to them and can go through and eat your capillaries up, or that now they're all subject to 5G signals from outside the body. So, the, you know, when we see a movie where the, all of a sudden they put the signal on and then all of the people start to die, you know, zombie nation or zombie world or whatever it was, or they all die or go walk off the cliff or whatever it is, well, when you start to get the urge to go to do that, maybe you ought to be praying real quick to the Lord Jesus for deliverance. Because I'm going to tell you, this thing is going to be where a large number of people die. You probably have seen the story where the mortality rate, the morbidity rate is up like 5,000%. It's the attorney who's working now for the insurance companies and that kind of stuff. And they're seeing it go down. And then I think Hal Turner put this up on his site. Well, Brother Quayle, when he first was bringing out the Deagle Report years ago, what, 2017 or 16 or whatever it was, and he started, when they made it popular, the first Deagle Report, I think, was population of the United States was more like 50 million, not 100 million. And then after getting talked about on the Patriot networks and all of the free speech networks on the internet and on the radio and the podcast and all the things, then all of a sudden they Deagle raised that up to 100 million, okay, you know, from that, because it would got to be going around too much. Well, 100 million, well, I guess you do the math of all the different people who've taken the vaccine, and if the attorney was saying, and then we've heard this from other people too, from doctors and all the different people that were on the front line, doctors and doing the research, the ones in Germany and all the different places, talking about the graphene oxide and the other problems that were inside the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, to change your DNA. To make you into something you aren't. And then you tie that in with the recent revelations of Klaus Schwab's number two guy, the head science guy, who's an Israeli, which I don't understand, and he's talking about we can now hack the brain, we can now hack the human, we can also change the DNA and change them into a bird or into something else, and that we no longer need them for the course. We're the fourth industrial revolution because we no longer need human robots. So now you're going to just own nothing. You're going to own nothing, and you'll be happy, and you'll live communally in communal homes and communal spaces, you see, with little huts and little stuff, and the village will be raising you, and you won't have a car, and you won't have a bicycle, you won't have a cell phone, you'll just get your little bowl of gruel every day. And I don't understand why a Jewish guy working for Schwab is bringing all this crap out, talking about hacking the brain. It doesn't make any sense, okay? And I'm going to tell you, the reason It's not about Catholic. It's not about Baptist. It's about people who believe in the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and about those who are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. Okay? Lucifer. Regardless of what they say they are. Alright? Well, let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And he's already told you. He's told you, and I've been reading it since 2004, that there is, if there's not, time is not shed for the elect, then no flesh will be saved. That means millions are going to die, billions are going to die on this planet. And if Deagle, who does the statistics and that kind of stuff for the intelligence communities, the CIA, the DIA, the EIEIOs, and all the different ones, if he's got that in there, then he also must know the plans, okay? He also must know the plans. It's just beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. They're telling you that this thing is going to, that they're telling you that this thing is going to be bad. Now, I saw on Brother Quayle's site today, let me just click on this right here. And he's saying heads up, because Congress, here's what Congress is saying, what happens if half of Congress dies? Even Congress isn't sure what would happen if a major disaster in America and millions died. Air traffic ground to halt and electricity was down and the Congress needed to act. And then Brother Quayle says, heads up, this one, that's obvious. And the obvious is that it's continuity government. And FEMA takes over, and the military takes over, and Congress doesn't even know that. In the old days, they could at least hope that they could get to the green there in West Virginia, right? And get down in there and get into the, you know, their area and their space and, you know, and all the stuff, take the train or go to the back gate, go on down under the Greenbrier Hotel. And then now they have other underground stuff now for them. You got Mount Weather, Mount Pony, this one, that one, the other. And there's a jillion of them in the mountains over there. A jillion of them. And the every military base has deep underground. And, I mean, it's like it's all that stuff. I've seen them build that when I traveled them years ago. I used to watch them dig the big holes out at, in Kansas and in different places and in Nebraska and all around the military bases, you know, all over the place. But this thing is going into overdrive. Now the southern border is going to be open, but it's interesting, and I'll tell you another interesting thing. We were watching Fox News, and they were on, and then I turned back from something else, and I watched that. And then in this locale, I don't know what it is, or if it's just a broadcast stream, or if it seems to me as though the local cable ownership or that local cable group is turning out Fox, because every other channel had sound, but Fox did not. And what they were discussing at the time, they were discussing Governor Abbott's deal, where he's going to send the illegal aliens on buses and send them to the Capitol building, send them to Washington D.C. instead of letting them drop them off in San Antonio or Dallas or wherever, or Denver, Kansas City, or St. Louis, or you know wherever it might be, you know. Birmingham or upstate New York or Suffolk County outside of New York City. Flying them this way and that way, the other way. And then now we've got a new Frankenstein variant where you've got a recombination of a couple different variants of the COVID. And now you got Nancy Pelosi, who's got the COVID, kissing Joe Biden, the President of the United States. And a dadgum ceremony at the Kentucky Brown, right? Who seems to like to, as the story on Brother Quayle's site says, pedophile gatekeeper, Judge Kentucky Jackson, those who attempt to explain away the biblical condemnation of homosexuality claim that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was inhospitality. There's probably nothing more inhospitable than the said Brother Quails. I'll tell you, I look back on all the years we've done different things, and now we see the picture of the smoky truck over there in the Ukraine. Somebody put that up. And then we go back to like 2004, 2005, where the Red Chinese were running smoky trucks, and they were picking homeless people and drunks and, you know, homeless people and people off the street in the middle of the night, putting in these big giant tractor trailer devices, and then they were running experiments on them with different viruses, bacterial infections, and running different drug tests and running different things on them, and then that if they died in the course of it, they just popped them into the onboard mobile crematorium. And back, I believe it was 2004 or maybe early 2005 whenever the MMB caught up with one of those things. They were in, I believe, in the Dakotas, and they were heading on up, getting ready to head into Canada. And they stopped that thing, and there were still people on that truck. They let them out, but then they got into a firefight with one of the other smokies, and it went on into Canada up in Alberta, okay? Somewhere up in there by Lethbridge, they had that up in there. And that's allegedly when the Lee family also had a place in Alberta, you know, in Calgary, a nice little research unit or some kind of a thing there, a clinic. And that's also about the time when there was a new bird flu in the Missouri that appeared, I believe, in 2005, up in that area, the geese and the ducks. And now we have a new bird flu that originally the smuggling was found in a home clock in Illinois somewhere. You know, somebody had it in their backyard, and they have this new bird flu, and now that is supposedly, they killed 17 million chickens in the United States. They're destroying the food supply. They're messing with the oil supply and the food supply. And you go back and you look at the big New Brzezinski and you look at Heinz Kissinger, you know, Heinz 57 Kissinger, and all the different things, okay, that were said over the years. They're now applying them. You've got to understand the evil people that worship Lucifer. And even some of them claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, okay? Black magicians on this planet years ago. Watch out, claim descendancy from that, allegedly. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no justice in the Justice Department. You think that the federal agents are on your side, that they're defending America? Bull crap! And now you still got Bill Durham is trying to get Hillary Clinton and the DNC to give up information. They're fighting out in court. That's going about as slow as a snail, all right? We've known all about that crap since the beginning. And yeah, Trump got coup d'etat out, and now the emails are starting to prove it. But they gonna do anything about that? Heck no. They ain't gonna do anything about it when you got a president that allegedly, through his son, got $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese Bank. I mean, what are you gonna do? And then the Atlantic magazine, they're no longer interested in those kind of things, enter, because it has nothing to do with the president. Oh, yes, it does. I tell you what, this thing is going the wrong way, and you need to, if you can do nothing else, I mean, you need to start going down the list. If you're not a prepper, become a prepper. If you've been doing it a long time, then go back to your list of the food, water purification, water storage, and be redundant on those things. Have the murky filters with the extra murky, or black murky filters, or have the katadines or the purers, or whatever the type of filtration you got that will take out viruses and bacteria and parasites, you know? And even if that's the micropure, the iodine, or whatever it is you're using, or the 10 drops of bleach, allegedly, or whatever, per gallon, or whatever it is, or the boiling of it, you need to be ready to do that and have plans to do so. And have plans to be able to collect water if the water department shuts the water thing off. Or if your well goes dry because you don't have electricity, do you have the solar pump? Okay? Do you have the old solar pump that'll kick in? All right? Based on a battery-operated deal. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. And then you've got what? You got to stay warm. You got to stay cool if it's hot in the summer, but you got to stay warm. You got to have light. You got to have a lantern. You got to have your lamp and your lamp oil, like Lord Jesus tells you about in Matthew 25. And when the foolish virgins asked the wise, "Oh, give us some of your oil so we have some," you know, because the bridegroom's coming. They say, "No, not so. You go to them that sell and buy it for yourself." That's what the wise virgins said to the foolish virgins. So when the foolish virgins at the late hour, they don't bring any oil with them. They got to go to buy oil. Then, Lord, the bridegroom comes and the door is shut and the wise virgins go in with the bridegroom. And then when the foolish virgins come, and they answer, "Lord, Lord," they're knocking on the door, say, "Lord, Lord, let us in." And he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not." So do the best you can, and if you don't have the wherewithal or the ability to do it, and I understand that, then ask the Lord Jesus to put you in touch with somebody who might be able to help you, and where you might be able to trade something or do something in order to get a little extra money to get a little extra food, okay? And if you can do nothing else, I get you one more can of chunky soup, one more can of Progresso soup. It's a complete meal, all right? You got water, you got to get figure out where do you get water if there's no water coming through the tap. Where do you get it? Is there a pond? Is there a lake? Because if you have a Berkey water purification system, if you got a Berkey Light or a Big Berkey or an Imperial Berkey, whatever you got, if you got the new black Berkey filters in it, all right, then you can run that water through there and you'll have clean water. So I'm telling you, you better be hammering on these points when it comes to your prep list. Methodically and more quickly than you have been doing, perhaps if you can. Go through and find out where you're weak. If you've got a year's supply of food, then maybe you don't have any ammunition or a firearm. I've heard some people say, well, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I've got a lot of food, you know, and I've got me some water and containers and jugs of water and stuff, and I got a water purifier. Well, do you have a firearm? Well, yeah, you know, not really. Then go get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. And go get you, not one box of shells, you know. Go out and get you, as many as you can get, you know. I'll tell you, if you have any handgun or a long rifle or you got a shotgun, whatever it is, whatever caliber you got, a minimum of number of rounds would be 1,000. If you can get a hold of them. But if you can't do that, then get a box of 20, all right, or box of 12, or whatever it is that you get. But you better get some something to use to defend your family, to defend your home, to defend your food, and whatever it is you got. Because if the lights go out, you see, if the lights go out, whether it be from hitting of the 10 power substations that are the key that will take the grid down, or if you have an EMP blast from above, not a destruction nuclear weapon that's going to destroy everything on the ground, but just an EMP blast from up above the center of this country, it will knock out the power grids. The sooner they can come up would be probably 18 months, and that's it. You can still get all of the transformers and the big substation, parts and equipment and the wires. And if you have trucks and things that have enough gasoline or diesel and that they can move down the road, because you see, the roads are going to turn into parking lots. And if you still haven't read 1 Second After by William R. Forston, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, Forstchen, 1 second after, which deals with an EMP taking out the power grid in the United States, and it's set in North Carolina along I-40 and Black Mountain, that area, Swinoa, and all the different places. Asheville, you see, you got all those different things in that area. It tells you about what happens and how the food supply disappears. It tells you when they go up to the old folks' home and the power spot out, all the oxygen machines and all the CPAP machines and all the different stuff that's keeping people alive goes off and people are dying, okay? And that the food in the grocery store of the little town goes within less than an hour, and that people go into the drugstore and take all the stuff. And one of the protagonists of the guy who ends up running the little town, who's a professor there at Montreat College, he has a daughter that has insulin, and he can't get insulin because there is no more. And she eventually, in the thing, dies, okay? This thing is going to be wild weasel on steroids. If you can't get your blood pressure medicine, what you going to do? If you can't get the heart medicine, what you going to do? If you can't get this medicine or that medicine, what you going to do? Oh, take another shot for these jerks? And then the next thing they're going to do, they're going to want you to have an HIV shot, because HIV is going louder. Or they're going to have you to do an Ebola shot, okay? Are you going to have you to do this shot or that shot? And all of them are going to be mRNA vaccine. And if they aren't now, they will be shortly. Because they're testing them right now. They're testing the HIV and the Ebola vaccines right now. So they're going to set something else up. So in the midst of this 18 months, will it be the soonest you can get the power grid back up? Congressional testimony, when they looked into it, this law prior to Trump. Trump wanted to fix all of that, but no, they wouldn't do that. They had to postpone all the crap fighting on this, that, and the other. And then the Republicans, the same three who voted for Ketanji Jackson, you know, and then plus McCain, they wouldn't get rid of Obamacare. Now we got a 20-year anniversary of Obamacare, 15 years or whatever. And they're still pressing that, and they want to give that, and they want to take, and they are taking already some of the doctors and some of the funds from the VA. The promise that's made to our military people, the VA promise for health care, they're taking that money and giving it to the illegal aliens. And they're talking about taking doctors out of VA hospitals and putting them on the illegal aliens or the undocumented new workers. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get crazy. So that's why I'm fired up tonight. And that's why they try to deal with my phone and with the my Skype and everything. Not the good radio people that I work with, not them, but the federal government, the NoSuch, or whoever's doing it. The FBI, NoSuch, CIA, whoever's doing it, all right? Because they do not like, when they start worshiping Lucifer Life Ring, they don't like you to talk to them about Jesus. And they don't want you to know that there is a way out of this game, that if you repent of your sins, Lord Jesus, and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, that he'll start to come in and he'll start to help you. He'll start to wash you clean. No matter whether you think you've done too many bad things or you got too many faces on you, you know? You hear me out there? You got too many faces you see every night. Right? The Lord Jesus can come to you and he'll say to you, hey, I'm going to wash you clean. You're a little dirty on the windows here in the old building, but I'm going to keep washing them. And I'm going to use the soap and water, and then I'm going to use the Windex, and then I'm going to use the power of the Holy Spirit on you. Right? And I'm going to tell you there's power in the blood of Jesus, and you better believe it. And that's the only thing that's going to get you through what's going to happen from now until Lord Jesus returns. You're going to have to be with him, and he's going to have to be with you, because he's going to require you that you stand up in the gap against the evil and against what's coming and against those who would come and destroy your family and take your goods. All right? Make sure you own nothing and then fill you full of some kind of a drug or something or a new mRNA, a hack of your brain that says, oh, I'm so idyllic and happy here. I own nothing. I'm happy. Well, crap. The worst guy that tells you that, you knock him in the head with your, you know, punch him right in the, square in the nose, okay? And I'm going to tell you what. The Lord Jesus gave you power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one, all the power of the enemy, okay? You've got power over it. If you take it, you've got power over it if you understand what the Lord Jesus is telling you. He also gives you in John 14. He gives you in John 14. He tells you, those that believe on me, you see, maybe I'll just read that. You know, that'd be better than misquoting it, wouldn't it? Blessed thou not, I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. And then the Father in me, and that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. John 14, that's verse 11. Okay, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, this is what Jesus is saying here, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You see, if you look at the syntax of the sentence, he's saying that he that believeth on me, so if you believeth on Jesus, and the works that he does, you will also do those works. You understand? I've left that up to for you to understand that. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, whatever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, though, he says, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he might abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, when the world cannot receive, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth them not, neither knoweth them, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Now you see, because he lives, you shall live also. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You go and read right after the show. You go just get the Bible, get the red letter edition of the King James, and you read the chapter 14 of John. Right about verse 9 or 10 or 11, something like that. All right? And there's a lot of other things. But right just now, the second, I'm not interested in Esther. I'm not interested in that one. Not that I'm not interested in a total. But I'm just telling you. And, you know, I'll tell you. I'm taking a breath for a second because I've got fired up here. The Lord is speaking to me. He's got me going. He's got me where he wants me to be, and he's got me saying what he wants me to say. Because, you see, I don't plan out this thing all the time. Sometimes I'll have some topics, but I'll tell you what, mostly I ask the Lord Jesus to tell me what to say. I ask the Lord Jesus to give me the scriptures or to give me the things to do right before the show, and he always does. And thank goodness he does, because sometimes I can need the help, you know. it's not easy to do 1 hour straight just where you talk and there's nobody guests or nothing else, you know. No commercials, nothing. It's Brother Quail used to do that. It's hard to do, all right? But I tell you what, it's the love of my life to do this, and I've been chosen, and I was chosen. I was picked out, and I was asked by an archangel, Michael. And I saw into heaven, and I saw into it like a, and I could smell it and feel it. I could feel the coolness of the air and the nice smell wafting up, and I could see into that angelic realm, and I could hear the most beautiful voices. The most beautiful voice and song of the angels, and then bingo, there's the toughest looking guy you ever want to see. Right? Two of them. One of them is Michael. The other one was Gabriel, I found out, but Michael's talking to me telepathically, putting it into my mind, and asking me certain questions, and then he asked me if I'm afraid, and I said no. Well, here I am 17 years later. And then after I had that experience, it went about 2 to 3 weeks or so, or a month, and Brother Quail was in the shower, and he always says, when I'm in the shower, I get the word from the Lord, he says. You know, it's just like it's a place where you can be in there by yourself with the Lord and think a little bit while you're taking a good hot shower. Well, anyway, the Lord says, put that guy on that's been riding you, that Hawk guy, and try him out as a guest and see what it is. Well, that was, you know, over 17 years ago. So do you think if the European Commission is buying food and putting preparing, if the, I'm not going to name the name of the off-the-shelf CIA corporation in Ohio that's prepositioning supply. I'm not going to name it, you know, because it, you know, that's the way it is. I don't need a demon. I don't need any further excess trouble on the outside right now. I'm trying to warn the remnant. That's my second charge. The first charge is to strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus. The second charge that I was given by Michael when recruiting me to work for the Lord Jesus was to then warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. Not the general public, but with those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what might be coming based on as a watchman on the wall, what I'm seeing or what the Lord is telling me or what I'm reading in the tea leaves or what I'm looking out across the wall and seeing what's out there coming and how you might prepare for it, all right? Those are the two things that I do. I'm not here to do other things. Those are the two things that I am trying to be obedient to. So far, I've done as good a job as I can do. And help keep me on the air, be great. Keep me in the game. Let me strike blows against the Lucy Shin with the ball bat, all right? That's why they don't like this show. They mess my Skype up. They knocked me off the air. They threw with my phone right before I got on the air. Moving people. One of them, I think, was a computer, all right? But anyway, you want to keep old Hawk in a game and swinging the old ball bat at Lucy's head, let me tell you, anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve note, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever, a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I tell you, Brother Quails, make it out. You got to get that DVD, and you got to show it to your family and to your friends. Or, you know, get an extra one and put it in the public library. Get an extra one and give it to your church. Maybe they can show it in a Sunday school group or something like that for the parents. But I tell you what, the mega drought is now pushing on into Texas. It's now coming up right into the western edge of Kansas and into the center of Kansas in some areas. There's like an X marks the spot on the new drought thing that came out, I believe, yesterday or today, the new drought USA thing. And I tell you, that's hitting from North Texas through Oklahoma to Kansas, Nebraska, then to the Dakotas, and then All of that is the main wheat production region and also a heavy cattle production region. Then when I hear about further west, you've got all the fruits, vegetables, you've got the nut trees, the almonds, all the different things, the oranges, you've got all the vegetables that are in the valley out there. And there's drought. And, you know, the manufacturing of the drought's been going on a long time, and they've been using the harps. And there, besides the harp in Gakona, Alaska, there's 71 other ionospheric heaters, 72. And Brother Quayle found out, he said, man, there's 72 of them. That corresponds to the 72 goetic demons. Those scalar interferometers, those atmospheric heaters, those Tesla howitzers, whatever you want to call them, from the old days or up to the new days, the harp-like devices are able to control the weather. They're able to also take a region and use that. And I'm getting a lot of this from, I talked to Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, back in the 90s, when he wrote the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. And then he went on and did real in-depth studies, and he went to the European Parliament and presented it to them. And how it all played in together, and somehow the chemtrails and all the different stuff. And they used the harp, that they could use it, and they could take a region. And they could make people in the region, by pulsing certain frequencies and using certain frequencies, change them into lethargic people. Or upset them and get them into anxiety and not, you know. Or I'm going to bite you, you know. All the different emotional levels they can control by doing that. They can also use the narrow beam. Come right down and strike you or strike me or the other guy down the street or whatever. Satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template, okay? Well, what do you think that this Klaus Schwab's guy is doing? He's telling you about hacking the human, right? Talking about how long we no longer need humans. Well, I guess they vaccinated a whole lot of people. You're going to have a lot of people die because, going back to that attorney, he said that basically all the people are going to die by about 2025. And then if you look at the morbidity rate, which he said was up like 5,000%, then you can see how the numbers of that match up with the Deagle thing, to where there will only be one-third of the population of the U.S. in 2025. Well, that ain't very long from now. And I'm going to tell you what we're going back to 1 second after, and to the congressional testimony about an EMP that knocks out the power grid, because you know what that does? That also knocks out almost all of the modern vehicles that are on the road. And you might have the EMP thing that will help you to be able to keep going, but the other people and the millions of other people driving on the road, they don't. And their cars are going to be blocking you unless you got a bulldozer with a big extra amount of diesel on the back and got an old bulldozer that don't have the new electronic baloney stuff on it. You got an old one that you can just, you know, a big old Caterpillar, you can have to move these cars out of the way. So like my old brother, the old Scotter from New Mexico, said that old our old buddy, our country singer, talked about being in a cabin 40 miles from a gravel road. And that would be the best. Merle Haggard had that in a song. In a cabin 40 miles from the nearest gravel road, okay? And I'll tell you, you have to ask the Lord where you need to be, or if you need to move, or if you need to stay where you're at. You say, Lord, where is it that my family, where I can provide your true sanctuary to my family? Where is it, Lord, that I can withstand what's getting ready to come? And then listen for the answer. A lot of people pray and ask a question, but they don't listen for the answer. They then just take right on off. And if they don't hear it immediately, then say, Lord, I didn't hear you. You know, I know you're busy. Lord, spell it out to me. That's what I say sometimes. Spell it out to me, Lord, because I'm a little slow on the draw on this stuff. make it clear cut. Don't put it in dreams. Don't put it in the vision, although those are okay too. But just tell me directly in my head what it is you want me to do, Lord. And speak loudly and in succinct and straightforward language so I can understand it. And he'll do it. He'll do it. If you don't get an answer, then there is not an answer at the time, and stay where you're at. That might be the answer, you see. Anyway, preparedness is going to be something that you need to be doing as much as you possibly can, because we're going to have a nuclear war, a power grid comes out, and then in the midst of that, they pop another few of these viruses in the thing, and they start killing people. Because, you see, like I said, the congressional testimony said 18 months would be about the soonest you can get the grid back up. And there's a lot of assumptions that you'd have the ability to get the parts and that there would be trucks and people available to put them up, you know, the power companies and all that stuff. But what happens when half the power company guys die because they took the shots? What happens when there's no gasoline? Because Red China Joe don't want any gasoline, all right? The New World Order, Lucy, don't want any gasoline. They want you to ride your bicycle. They don't even want you to ride your horse because it might have flatulence, you know? And matter of fact, you're going to have flatulence. They better get rid of you. And then they're just going to bring in the illegal aliens from 150 countries who work a lot cheaper, and they'll be the servants, and they'll just kill all of you off and turn you into Soylent Green, okay? It's getting to be real interesting. But anyway, 18 months as soon as put it up, but in the congressional testimony on an EMP burst that takes out the power grid, within 12 months, 90% of the U.S. population would be dead. Right? Well, the 100 million is about two-thirds dead. So that's, they're just welching on it a little bit. The initial Deagle projection was closer to the 90% dead. And I talked about that on air then. Brother Quayle talked about that on air then. And some others did too. Incidentally, you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you get Steve or if you get Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his good manager, my old buddy, if you get anybody up there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. You can also go to stevequayle.com and click on it, but you can get the Mega Drive DVD to understand it. And that's one of the best things Steve's ever done. You can also sign up for the different Steve's podcasts and different stuff that he does and the updates that he gives on online, all right, which are just fantastic. Q-Files, Exploring the Interview, you know, subscription only, weekly podcast news and information. I'm looking on his site right now, Q-Files 2.0. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could tell you that it's all going to be just a wonderful thing, but it will be after all this crud is over, and it's going to be bad. But you see, that's why you got to get yourself right with the Lord Jesus, and you got to get him as your Savior. You repent of your sins and say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. Because if you don't have that, I don't believe you're going to make it. Because, you see, every knee is going to bow to him before the end of this deal, you see. But at the same time, what is he telling you? That if the time were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. That means everybody would be dead. But if you have and you believe in him, if you have him as your Savior, and you know he's that, and he knows you're with him, and you're with him, and you know that you're with him, and all of that, and that our Father in heaven is up there also, that if you know all of that, and you've done the right thing, and you've made the direct personal relationship, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. You're going to have everlasting life if you were to lose your life in a fight when the hordes or the bad guys or whoever comes to get you, the Red Chinese, the Russians, you know, whoever it might be, Iranians, just a horde of people who are hungry to death and are coming at you from all directions to try to come and get your food or whatever it is you got. Or if it's military trucks, like we talked about all the time about the martial law and all the different stuff. Brother Evenson and I discussed it, and I've talked about it a lot of times. You see, a lot of times about the executive orders and its domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. And that was as of 12 October 2008. We talked about all of that. We've also talked about the new executive order that Obama put in, where there's going to be martial law, there will be a board of governors. Well, it ain't the 50 governors. It's the military and about 10 governors. All right? And you go to the regions, the FEMA regions, there's 10 FEMA regions. Now, let me say this to you. Brother Quail can also get you gold or silver quick if you want that. If you have a lot of your food, you got 2-3 years of food, you got all your ammunition or bombs, you got the NBC, nuclear biological chemical gear, or C-burn as they call it now, all right? If you got all of that, if you got your tents, your extra insulated boots, and you got your summer boots too, and if you've got all of the things. You got the fish antibiotics just in case you might need them. You got extra supplies of your medicine. You got all the different things, the tools, all of the stuff that are on the list, the medical supplies, all of it. If you got all of that, you got the ivermectin and the different things. You got the mezzo silver. You got you got the oregano, the oil of oregano. Then get you some gold or silver. Don't go into there unless you're paying that out of pocket. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your home, for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows tonight. Strike blows on the enemies of the Lord Jesus on this planet. Hit those people in high places that are trying to destroy this world. Ben Dingle Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, squeeze that trigger. I know you're on the optics tonight. Rico and Thomas, little Al. May the Lord Jesus bless you because he loves you. And I hope that your training is going good, but stay up on your studies and read your Bible. Lord Jesus would have you read the Bible. Have your dad read it to you, your mom. They're good people. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for a little goof up at the beginning because they're screwing with me and getting me goofed up, make me sound weird. But tomorrow night will be on, barring the creeks don't rise and the Lord allows it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless.